This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Yeah, welcome ones and ones to another episode of Unscripted.
Yeah.
I am your host, Coffee. And to my right is the esteemed journalist, 30 plus years in media. The great Rodney Campbell, Olivier.
Oh, get it right.
That is right. Yeah. And across from me, international record dancer, superstar, Craigie T. O.K.
Bring up on myself.
Boy, it's been a trying week. It's been a trying week, but I don't know if nobody have no no good news for sure or anything interesting happened over the past week.
It's just been a good. Well,
you don't want to tell them about your foot?
Physically, it's been a very rough week. Yeah, but.
You know, about this sort of like a bird flu. Yeah.
No, never on the plus. Never on the brace.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, brace under the, hey.
No, but it's not the brace alone. Yeah, I come down.
It swells on the brace.
No, it come down to this.
Judge,
and so, the way
for the people don't know what you're talking about. So Rodney Campbell is here because he loves us.
Yeah.
And because he want to make sure, say, him not leave the people wanting. Because the people him love Rodney, say, brother.
I don't know about that.
The people him love Rodney is a shame. But tell him what's going on with your foot now, man.
Bitches be crazy.
Which is causing problems, boy.
Yeah, man. As many people who have dogs understand, sometimes them just
do some things.
Tangle up and you know them ramping ways. But whatever though. I can't hold it against them. That's they're dogs.
They're dogs.
And they might have fun.
You know. But it could have worse. So
could have worse.
I'm glad you hop in the studio today.
I'm still at this point, I'm due to do MRI, mostly Thursday or something like that. I can see how that works out, because at this age, because you know, I'm me, Carl Noah, from the arc.
Are you sure much tree for chat, though? For me, the arc?
No, me, Carl, because I made it, we boss it. Not that you always say, but they about for a long time. Yeah, man.
Can't deny that.
Yeah, man.
Your history documented, well, you document all of our histories. I mean, you have to give your props.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We are at another milestone, though. And I have to keep, every day we think about it, I feel appreciative of the love and the support. So, you don't know Neil Diamond.
Mm.
You know, Neil live in New York. And he reached out and said, nice, man. When I see how the content good and the top, so when I talk about makes sense, and for me, it was heartwarming. It really motivated me to say, at least I do something makes sense. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The people in the UK were shot it too.
Absolutely. So we got the people who want to support us. For those who are not yet a subscriber, please ensure you subscribe and turn on notifications. So you can know when I drop a video. I do this every night. Every Wednesday at midnight, new video out.
We are at a milestone, as I said, 4,500 subscribers.
Which is right
on YouTube.
Out there.
Yeah. Race out really? Here.
So we're not here.
You're not paying attention?
Yeah,
no, I'm not looking at that. So I try not to look at that stuff.
Me either. I try not to make it up, consume me, but at the same time.
It's important.
I mean? Yeah, that's so that I was having a conversation.
So like, you know, I check your bank account every evening.
You know, you can't check your bank account because...
No, God, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, you know what I said, son. Yeah. All of that money, you don't know which one I come from where.
No, man, I look for the money and I say, shit. But I'm good to have tea okay, money.
Eh, live on the estate.
Coffee money.
Yo, no, put on about the estate.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the song where you want to sing while you're watching me. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love.
Hey,
come on, my love.
And me, I do. Me over there, I sing Loving Papa.
Yeah. But you know, say my love, because the person who recorded the video, you know, love him to stand up in the rain with him. You know. For those who don't know, Kirk is up on the estate.
One up. Copy that 3-6, one up.
One up, his estate. Yeah. And it was raining and the boss said, hey, you know, man, go outside and wash my hair in the rain because that's what rich people do. Shit wouldn't make sense to nobody else. They just do that. You know what I mean? And I can appreciate it. I respect and appreciate it.
Is that the place where they near Firefly?
I don't know which one of them.
No, man, is that thing, man? Kingston. So my mother used to always, as a little youth, she used to always, see her outside, wash her hair in the rain. Time rain falls, she used to take the opportunity to go outside in her swimsuit and bathe and wash her hair. And she called me Chops. So she always called me outside. She said, Chops, come. So me used to go outside. Me was the only, well, it's only 2 hours she had me and my brother. But me was the one that I used to go out there with her. I used to love it. So even when we reached teenage years or whatever, me used to do it. And then some of us sit around and say, yo, why must I do that?
Yeah. I mean, I can afford to do this.
Yeah, I can do it. You know,
always tie up the hose on a tree, just in case. So, there's nothing more therapeutic than outside chores.
Yeah, man, it's all about
it. I'll say that, and I'll leave it there. But I know what you mean, because my children actually have a thing like when it rains, they want to go outside or run down the rain. So I understand it.
And parents, on a new day, what day? Lord Jesus, no man, go to the rain and catch up. Stop it, man. Stop it.
But then cold, then the more cold you catch, the stronger your immune system.
And them dirt so and chalk and I run up and down. And them, all right. All of a sudden, now you are suit of armor for your picnic. So.
Boy. All right, well. We are here to discuss a topic.
We are.
What hard topic?
As per usual.
The topic is, and normally we don't do this. It's not necessarily the situation we're gonna discuss, but more so the vice. And let's break it down. So the video recently where the gentleman was seen, and I don't know what the phrase is because it might end up in front of the courts. But there's a gentleman who was in an altercation with a nurse.
It might end up in the court.
It's definitely going to end up in the court. And we see him flip her, we see him step on her, we see him with him gun out, all kind of wild behavior.
I never draw him gun.
No, apparently it fell out. Yeah. I saw that in the first video. But after that, I was privy to some conversations with people who know him. And they must say, yo, this is a brother who, when the man is drinking rum in him, it's like the wrong. Tell him to do certain things and he can't say no. You know what I mean? So, I think what we saw play out in front of our eyes was a man who was succumbing to his vices. You know what I mean? He has a love for alcohol.
Been not prepared to go down the road with you.
Which road? We just want to talk about people and how they manage their vices.
Good, which is why.
That's what me talk about.
Which is why me not want to go down that road there with that because.
No. He's just another example of that poor situation.
I don't want to juxtapose vices.
Well, I'm big word.
And make it appear that was the case. in
yeah,
that.
Because do we know? Do we
I know? Don't know. If you did drink, don't drink.
I don't know. This. I don't know. The facts either.
I see three different videos and three? Several different stories.
Three,
right? So,
two
and at different angles. So, the best thing is, me more move from that. And
no, we're not talking about it. What we're going to talk about is vices.
Yeah.
In general, and how we control them. Because all of us have vices. I mean, and some of the people watching might not realize that their vice might be their device. You know what I mean? We know people who are addicted to them phone. They can't not without them device in them hand. We know people who are addicted to marijuana. People are addicted to liquor. People are addicted to sex. People are addicted to shopping.
Gambling.
You know what I mean? Whatever your vice is, smoking. Oh God, cigarette. You know what I mean? That's...
The car style, move up.
Oh, that cap.
Let them wear it.
In this case, how the neighbor is fit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, the stone.
Yeah. Yeah, but so for really explore our vices, and I would even go as far as to start with myself. I can remember I had a vice.
Define vice. It's defined.
Let's, we want to define advice.
Yeah, because God, if God was here, that's what God
that's what I've given us, the standard definition.
That's what God
the dictionary definition.
You don't really advice. You don't really need Google to advise. Because you understand the context within which you are using
it. Exactly. So, and I'm willing to say it is something that...
It's an immoral or evil habit or practice.
Right.
Immoral conduct, depraved or degrading behavior.
But the way we...
Sexual immorality, yeah, especially prostitution.
But the way we want to look at it is that in the context of it automatically being immoral or depraved because...
But more so something that's dangerous and without proper controls. Because I don't think all vices start out as immoral or depraved.
Look here.
It's not vice. It's really habit.
Going to the gym.
Right, but a habit.
Going to the gym is some people vice, you know.
Absolutely.
Them go this morning,
and then go evening again.
No, but hold on, man. And that's what I didn't want to say, because if it is not immoral or depraved, is it a vice? Or is it just a habit?
In my opinion, a vice is something...
Or is it an addiction? I should say. Maybe not habit.
A vice is something that has a greater control on you than you would have over your own choices.
Absolutely.
So if it's gambling, it's a vice because no matter what, you leave work in the middle of work and go gamble. You put your children and your house and your business at risk and claim.
Just for security.
You can't help yourself.
But you have professional poker players.
Yeah, but
are they putting their children?
But the question is,
are they
suffering from a vice,
or is that a profession?
That may change.
Because I mean, I prostitute.
So anything can be a vice once it reach a disproportionate level to your control.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Once it overtakes your control, it's
and that is why I explore because,
which is why so many different things come under addiction other than drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's also relativity of it, you know, reason. So,
but I think first of all, and I think we're taking the right approach in order to establish what we can and should try to control. We have to first understand that that's what these things are. They're vices, and we, without us putting limits on ourselves, then we're likely to run wild and end up in the space of just a downward spiral where we can't control ourselves. It's not the easiest thing to do, to stop and examine like what controls me, or what is there such an influence on my life that I will act out of character, I will do things that I would normally do just in the aim of attaining this or keeping this thing going.
I don't think people who have a vice are normally people who accept that it is.
I think everybody has a vice.
No, but I'm saying they don't. So when you say to somebody, yo, you realize you have an addiction, this is your vice, let me explain to you, no, we can't stop it anytime I want. I just choose to do this. No. So, as you know, the instrument itself, the vice, which then with themselves would have the advice grip.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why that is relative to it is how much grip it have on you and your activity,
mm-hmm.
and your willingness to say, "Me can choose to do it when me want, if me want." No.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
That's a hobby or that's something you like to do. What is advice? You'll sacrifice everything just to get this thing done.
I'm not sure if me have advice. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
If I do, it would be... No, I don't think so.
Is there anything you do
but
every day?
But me weird, you know, me go out and me wait for do have no. I'm just not feel like nothing to have no. Maybe control might be.
Yeah. Control definitely can be advised.
Maybe. And that's the only thing I can say. I guess. Just because me feel like nothing shouldn't have control over me. So I make it a habit for quit things cold turkey if me feel like me want it too much. So that is a habit for me. Mm. So like the things that you see me give up is things that I feel have too much power over me.
So you have an anti-vice approach.
I have a device. I have a device.
But I can understand that. But I mean, I think...
You mentioned phone, you know.
Yeah.
And without giving data, empirical data, having used... This is no anecdotal. While teaching a class, and I said to everybody, just as an exercise, and a box, and I said, choose the box or the table, but bring your phone and just put your phone either in the box or on the table.
Mm.
And like, remember, now everybody's phone's supposed to be on silent till class done.
Yeah.
And these are adults, so it's not like I'm teaching children. And the hesitation,
mm-hmm.
and people walk, sort of like them check them phone before. By the time everybody went back to them seat, we're going through now on a different thing for about 10 minutes. And I could literally see people. Remember, them now hear the phone, but it's almost like everybody I feel them here. So, mm-hmm. So I asked one of the students to write on the board, addiction. He wrote on the board and thing, I'm going to say, all right. And suddenly, as it reached 13 minutes, I said, we can't come for the phone, bro. The stampede,
mm-hmm.
and like people grab them phone and then the worst part, like five of them in the box say, take up a phone and you're not sure of your own. And it took about, me just sit down and allow them. So it take about 5 minutes for them to settle down. And I say, you realize, and this is without the data, you have less capacity to do without a phone than a heroin addict and a cocaine addict.
Yeah, man, that's how most people
they can do without,
to do without
coke and heroin far longer than they can do without. No, sir, well, no, man. And them go on and go on and go on. And I say, look at the exercise,
yeah, I've been trying, yeah.
But me just do. It was bizarre.
I'm happy with it. I have another exercise that we can use. That's Craig, not sure if I'm having it. There's another exercise that we can use. Have you put yourself in danger, sacrificed anything of importance, time and money included? to do something, go somewhere.
It's called vagina.
It's called vagina?
That for me, something that I cannot rationalize.
Vagina, but no, but
drive go Westmoreland.
Yeah, man,
in the middle of the night. For something you have not yet got. And just, yeah.
But drive
when you're youth, man, when you're young, man, and you go for them something, man, you go all ends of the earth for that shit.
And it and it has been the number one advice. And for those who read Bible, go cover to cover, you will see all this. So it is written, it is the greatest vice. Solomon was the wisest man. But he never knew the secret of a woman.
Yeah. What is the secret of a woman? She have the grip on yourself.
What else is the secret?
Big up all them girls that have the grip on them and them, sir.
It don't even require the grip. Because some of the siren and them still have enough people. Some of them are like ambulance and radio car.
Wow.
Some of them sound like peanut cart. And some sound like ambulance. Wow. Yeah. So.
Yo, it might be weird. You
know, it's a size differential by sound.
I get it. We get it.
Where Rodney is concerned. I will just say, I understand. I won't ask him to clarify.
I'm not clarifying nothing.
Because this is going to lead us back to the cream soda and the Pepsi discussion.
No, there's
no need for revisit.
It's just the difference between chiffon and best butter. All
right.
Yes.
Truffles, nigga. Truffles.
Yes.
Truffles. Yeah.
I don't think we should do that in this year. Yeah. Maybe 3 years ago, you can make a truffle joke.
No.
This year is not a good year.
Don't add the other word to truffles. Just leave it at truffles.
I think.
It's not Lil Wayne.
I think.
It's just truffles.
I think. You should leave this conversation.
We're supposed to be talking about vices.
Going in some territory where we know, I would hope.
But in that department, there are vices too.
Right.
In that department.
In what department?
Leave.
Please, it's free. Feel free to speak, Rodney. No, this is unscripted. No, this is Rodney. Please express yourself.
Suffice it to say.
Right.
Physically.
Right.
Sex carries the most vices and gambling.
Mm-hmm. Not drugs.
Drugs is a choice. Remember, you don't drive on the street and see a sign that says
drugs sold here.
Drugs sold here. Coke. Hey, buy the best Coke now. Discount on Coke. But you can pass and easily access visually places of gambling.
Mm-hmm. First.
Women, you see them.
Temptresses.
And you can, right? If you needed to leave now for go way around our one part just to see somewhere to gamble or just to see women. So those two vices are the easiest accessible vices and gambling then becomes, to me, the third.
Right.
Okay. Three physical things. One give you satisfaction, one take away your
satisfaction.
Well, some vices you have to wait.
It's delayed gratification.
There are people who are gambling for the past 3 months and them still don't make what them say them go for.
Mm.
At least sex somewhere in there can provide.
Addicted to, you know?
Can provide an orgasm.
It's a thrill them addicted to, you know?
It's a possibility.
Right. Which is the thrill?
No, you ever see people sit on there anxious and trill them almost every turn it turns.
You know what's fucked up about this?
Almost.
Rodney has simplified the people and things. No, they are thrilled at the experience. Them get a thrill and get a rush. Is that people who jump out of plane?
When them win.
No, man.
Anticipation that this could be the one that you win.
Right.
It gives them an adrenaline rush.
And then you don't win.
And they're addicted. And you pull again. They're addicted to is that thrill that comes with it. Every time say, mega bingo. No? Alright, no mega bingo. No? Alright, no. So it's like them have an orgasm every time them pull that thing there. And you just have an orgasm one time.
I think half the people gamble.
in a year, 30
are,
seconds.
Are depressed.
So,
how many times can you, within 3 hours, 5 hours, every day, because remember, every day, them, how many times can you?
Then what the difference to the man who fuck a workplace girl and pray so she get better?
At least him have an orgasm.
What the difference between a man who married to her, married to a hoe and pray so she change? Same shit.
No, at least him get something. What him hoping for and what the pleasure him get is two different things. Him hoping that she change morally, sexually.
At the third.
Him satisfied.
At the third.
No, but them all work for
him. Get the same thing.
Them all work, the slot them line up this
time. Yeah. Tomorrow she gonna be better.
Yeah.
No. So for now, you can satisfy with that gratification and hope that she change. With the gambling, there's no guarantee of getting something and hoping for something.
You ever there with a woman who have a guarantee of getting sex? Yeah?
Yes. Oh no, that foreign tone. We had this discussion already. You know?
There is a very high possibility. I've been with people with a very high possibility, but there's never a guarantee any kid can play.
No, that.
That's why you get 5 days out of the month, bro. There is no guarantee. There is no guarantee.
There is none.
No, if you have you ever been addicted to
that
woman?
No.
A posting.
A posting.
Yeah.
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 You cannot be addicted.
Yeah, true. We don't even read dictionary. Book of words.
Let me check my thesaurus.
Book
of words and meaning.
Make entertain like ignorance briefly.
So may I say?
Hold on, brief.
Hold on. Have you ever been deeply connected?
Dependence. Let's use dependence.
Right.
Overly dependent.
Right. Or obsessed.
Obsessed with one woman. That you can't. That day can't pass. You have to see her. You have to talk to her. Or you have to sleep with her. You have to... Good. No?
Yeah, it might work.
At the same time, have you had 8 other women that you feel that same way about every day?
In a previous life, yes.
In a previous life. So, had a vice. Mm-hmm. You had a vice. Mm-hmm. No, you can't control the vice.
You know, it's a break. It's a.
Me used to think I can't done pum pum one time.
Whenever I used to think.
Every reasonable man.
Me used to try.
Every
reasonable man. Me used to schedule my life around pum pum one time.
It's not finished your plan.
Well, me never have much life outside it. Like, me used to.
There you go. Your life was.
Let me mean.
From one pum pum to the next.
Let me mean literally become psychologist with these things, you know, for sexual addiction.
Tell us more. As a man who has overcome his vice to professional needs.
But me tell you why. Like, it can't be a situation where me feel like this thing have too much power over me. So I just quit it.
When you say you quit it, brother, what do you really mean?
Maybe just stop fucking like 4 months.
You mean you slow down?
No, man. Stop. No, go fully
slow down, Kian.
You quit it.
Me let it go.
Fasting.
Celibate. I wouldn't say that.
Slowing.
Celibacy.
Yo.
Okay.
Just say that.
So celibacy was your solution to...
To regaining my control.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I also went through a similar cycle. As I tell you, it's an elder look one more.
But you never went through counseling.
No, I never got therapy. So as you say, you know, more time you have... We said this before on the show, where I say, more time you have to have a sounding board, just... Them people where you respect, where you can talk to. And it's not even like me to have a conversation with the general. It's like, if me or me, I make plans and he must say, hold on. It's only like this thing control you. And me, I say, no, I just have to make sure I say, Mubama.
You see, when me tell you, say, you would never ever accept the fact that the vice have you. You say, no, man, I got this.
Facts. But then the general look for me and him say, yo, all right. Then suppose me tell you, because somebody who I'm in business with. And the man tell you, suppose me tell you, say, well, if we're going to do this, and we're going to make 200K, right? So, what are you going to do? I said,
don't tell her. I said,
And at this point, like, I start meditating and I say, for real, you know, some of that probably, the fact that I think about it, I have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Needless to say, I take that same road, then I try out for the celibacy thing, brother. Woman of the wickedest thing on the face of this earth. Yeah? They say, but woman, they were here, say, you are trying to celebrate.
Yeah, don't.
Automatically, they won't give boom boom.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that if you've had.
That's the nature.
If you've had enough, though, you know.
Facts.
To interrupt structure. That is the nature.
If you have a sound enough mind.
I'm special.
I think if you have a sound enough mind and reasonable enough experience, you can reach that point.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Of celibacy, naturally.
Mm.
In other words, you get to the point where you say,
you
know what?
You choose to do this.
Yeah, you say, you know what? Me a bill. And what happens is, like good while pass, and you have to ask yourself, damn, you know, it's a good while now.
Yeah.
And all that is just a step up. Because it's a whole head on, you know.
But never did this at all. And I can't say that without shame. I can tell you, say.
You know how much money you lose?
It was a challenge
because of woman.
Me don't know how much money me lose because of woman.
No, me just.
No,
exactly.
Me no.
It's frightening if you think about it.
I would never try part of your journey, man. It's important. It didn't necessarily mean.
I would never try.
However,
no.
If you had a choice based on the experience you both have had in your lives, and said 10, 15 years ago, if somebody said to you, you know, if you park this pursuit of vagina for a year, you'll be on the guaranteed road for Bill Gates.
You know what
I'm gonna walk up on Bill Gates Road, none of that.
Yeah, you know.
However, I'm saying loss of time and revenue.
So then who is going to fuck these girls? If you know? It's unnecessary.
I also somebody else to do it.
I also me want them not gonna
do it. Not be like me.
I understand. So you have quality control. Where you set a standard.
It's so great to have the exuberance of youth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why I said that. But I'm not really serious.
You have to be the Chinese man in that.
No,
life,
man.
Brother.
No, man. I'm never really serious. But
you're never serious. Me either.
Not really. Not really. But the reason I did it is because people are so obsessed about this Bill Gates journey and this Jeff Bezos journey and this Elon Musk journey.
That's money.
Everybody in the world, you know, cannot be there.
There shouldn't be.
Precisely. So yeah. I run down next man home buckler thing. Excuse me.
Some of us have a calling.
Yeah.
I tell you this much.
Answer the call.
Don't run down money. And don't run down woman.
No, man.
Boat all right, that's will come. Sure. Not the boat right. Will come.
Okay. So.
You know, give my bill for
that. No, but I'm gonna show you a thing. You see that same when I decided to say, all right, I celebrate the thing. Afterwards, you know, I made a promise to myself. Say, I was not going to go out of my way for look no woman ever again in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in young days.
And you keep that promise then?
I'm just, bro, no, but
him said to him, no, sir, him already
no,
on the way to being the girl, them
big
mad
superstar.
Me.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I'm going to throw them panty off for him and say,
you know what I mean? Some of them big like tablecloth and them still are throwing
the
same.
Girls, you know, throw them panty on stage when they perform.
Oh, bro.
We talk about this at
some big like tablecloth.
I don't know him perform.
Yeah, I throw them band there. Yeah, I said, hey, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, sure, yeah, man, I stay in a hotel by the 45th floor. Yeah. And get the out of the window.
I climb ladder.
You, ladder?
Yeah. You're falling.
Hey, yeah, yeah. With the hotel already, and can't come out.
Yeah?
Can't come out. Can't go in the lobby. But anyway, yeah, man. Panama, first time I go to Panama, I couldn't come out. Couldn't come out of the elevator. Couldn't go to the hotel lobby. Couldn't come out.
You think that this helped to contribute to your form of vice with vagina?
Maybe, but what I was going to say is what there's a different it's difficult to say these things without coming off as
arrogant.
But brother, there's a different
who are the prize though?
No, but what I'm saying is that there's a different vibrational pull that comes with allowing yourself to naturally be magnetic instead of going out and hunting. It's very different, you know.
Yeah,
it's the difference between setting a, for want of a better word, a trap than going out with a spear and hunting.
Yeah, man.
You know, there's a distinct difference. That, yeah, like, man. In other words, I found that when I never a hunt, and I allowed myself to allow conversations to happen.
Yeah,
when a conversation choices. Happen, then more kind of nudge it along and make it that.
Yeah, because you make
better. But I see a woman in a club and walk over.
No, man,
to
because you make better choices. Them you make better choices much when you have the magnet.
Much better. So yeah. that's what I'm just. So
yeah, because you already see things coming, but you're making the choices. You so you start walk it down. Everything carry an appeal.
But so, also, you know, but also it kind of teach me.
Less vice.
And nowadays them talk about it a lot, but they talk about scarcity mindset and everything. Mm-hmm. When you're hunting, you're coming from a point of not having it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so
you always want more.
So it's different. It's different.
And what you're hunting is what have the value.
And the prey.
When you're the magnet, you become the value.
So that's it was very like me noticed that from long time. I'm gonna say, oh, as a good youth, I mean, me start this thing as a fat youth and a good youth, you know.
Yeah,
so I start this journey.
At which point was
so whenever did I get no girl with nice and we romantic and with this and this and
that. Yeah, but that doesn't mean say it wasn't that dog shit when you heard it.
I would never ever describe myself as such. but nah, man, nah, but
manure perhaps.
Yo, yo, I must have known you from the shiny shirt days in there.
Bro, fuck off.
You know the man from Ara shirt.
Yeah,
from Ara shirt and Gabardine pants.
That picture is the most embarrassing picture in the world.
Yeah, the man,
shiny shirt.
Silver shiny.
What? No, but let's face it.
What about the vices? What kind of let's explore one?
Yeah.
A few vices. We're going through gambling and boom boom as vices.
You know there are people who travel as their vice.
Yes.
I wouldn't say sport, but kinds of leisure. Because one of the greatest musicians, God rest his soul, in dear and departed. Sailing was his, to me, he did like sailing even more than music. And
but he did love, about it.
He did love sailing he more than music. And it make you wonder, because you sit down there sometime and say, yo, it's like, you can just picture how a heroin addict skin scratch them, and you see them go on, and the thought of being able liquor from this,
to go see it.
So, I said, yo, but
originally, that's what I was going to say.
It's pleasure.
I think that the closest thing to advice that I have is probably traveling.
Mm.
I think so. When I am here for any kind of extended period of time, anything over, if I don't leave Jamaica for over 3 months, I start getting miserable. Cross and like half a go.
Is it that you have to travel, or is it that you think your vice is traveling to somewhere new?
I think no, anywhere.
Because new travel is a different vice.
Not new travel. Not new travel.
I know there aren't many places he hasn't been.
It's just that movement. And it's almost like it have to be for a show too. It's not just to leave.
That's where I'm gonna go with it now for Setio. Is it the rush? What is to come because of the performance?
Maybe advice.
Or is
maybe
it trouble? So it's not trouble.
No, because if we're performing, what is it not?
So it's not trouble.
But performing around the world is your vice.
No, you like to travel and perform.
It could be making new fans.
What it is proof of another step closer to
global domination.
Precisely.
And longevity.
So that's what I really believe.
Because your travel to get this rush is different from you to a 6 month now. Is in first trip.
Never serious like accomplishment, Bryson.
It's called an obsession. I understand. I have to feed
myself wins or me get.
Dopamine, eh?
Yeah. Nobody. And if I don't have huge wins over a certain period of time, I search for small ones that I can get in the meantime to feed that.
So no,
it's a thing.
So no, your vice.
So maybe that's it.
Your vice is winning.
Maybe
not necessarily gambling, but winning. You have to win at something. And unless you can secure a double,
accomplish something. Yeah.
You're uneasy. You're itch.
Yeah, I don't like.
You think you have a shopping vice? Have you ever had a shopping vice?
Not really. But I've had it. I've never been stuck in a materialistic phase for too long.
Maybe it's not shopping in general, is it sneakers?
Not all of them can buy has never had that hold on me.
No.
But you know what my new vice is? Adventure.
Adventure?
I mean, I'll tell you what, bro.
Is that a vice? Is it that you have found an adrenaline rush?
Yes.
Which is different from a vice.
Yes. Well, that's what it is, because every time it's something that is unknown. So, the other day, we woke up on a hike and we reached one place and the money must say, yo, that look like we're lost. And bear in mind, when I hike in the middle of the day, we're hiking at night time. You get what I say? That shit is adventurous. Like, imagine you're going in some bush break and you walk.
That's nice.
Hour and a half. Nice. But when you do find a camp spot and you can see you the next morning, you have to get up.
You know the funniest part of that? Like, it just came to me, like, oh, you feel lost in Jamaica? And I will tell you, you can't last.
What do you mean?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Because I have proven it myself. A whole heap of people, I think, who go on these adventures, when they're so caught up in the idea that, and that's where we go. Right. You can't last at Jamaica. I mean, last to the point where we never find you again.
You want to tell about that story?
Okay.
So me and two home girls that try to find a very common place that everybody has been. We made a wrong turn.
End up in some park.
But at night we're driving.
Yeah, man.
We reach up on one mountain and we're saying,
yes, man. We definitely went the wrong way. Yeah, man.
Brother.
Yeah, man.
It's a vehicle. Drive with down, you know, like a farmer, you know, we go through the man farmer.
Yeah, man.
The man say, if you get to the other side of that mountain, you don't want to see what's over there. So I better turn back right now. Bear in mind, we look on the cliff and say, we're going over now. And we're going to reach or we're going, because we match it out and say, oh, you can go that way around the mountain too. Massa.
You ever reach our part when not even bicycle.
Yo.
Yeah,
me go someplace, man.
In a night.
I tell that for you, Jerry.
In a night.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with me, man. Two times it happened to me in a night it happened. And me say, I got alone. Carry on. I tell you.
I see the big black cow with the bright shiny eyes. And it's like, No, no. It's that moment that you say.
Yeah, man.
Yo.
In other words, I am never going to stop and turn off my life.
That day. No, no. That was the situation.
I had a vice for adventure.
I was the only male in the place that night.
Yeah, man.
So, yo, it's when I turn, because the man drive with the one and say, yo, we don't have to turn back. But the road, this narrow.
Yeah, man.
So, it's when I turn, a 17 reverse.
Yeah, man.
And catch back for good away there.
Yeah, man.
Brother.
Him know how to make five, you have to do the 70. I used to have a vice for adventure.
And you never have that.
And it was a vice that took me at the risk of even work or other things. The fact that the thought of me being able to drive, I always said, where are you going? I don't know. But no.
Not I.
And I'll find some places, and when I find them, we need to find a little more. And if you ask me, where they?
Me have
because I don't like the traditional places.
So
2-3 days, I will be out there, you know.
Just a whole lot of vibes.
And then I leave this, and I'm a comeback. I'm ready again to go somewhere else. And I realized that I was living, as the song said, living dangerously, because none of these places is are populated places.
Yeah, you know, because you don't want to go to them places. That's boring.
It might have boring, but
yeah.
It is.
Me and my brethren were used to obsessed with adventure. With that thrill. Bungee jumping and skydiving.
Bro,
and
I've done that.
One of them,
that's cokehead behavior.
Well, it's a white brethren.
Oh, it's a white brethren.
It's a white brethren.
Oh, you're not going to
Where you going?
So, I'm not going to jump out of a plane next. Just what I'm going to tell you about.
With Costa Rica.
No, cokehead.
Go on this big water park at Costa Rica. Them say they have boats, so they have one of the biggest water slides up there.
Fast. Yeah, man.
So I say, yo, Crick, do it, man. Cause, like, them always try to boot me up, you know.
Fuck it,
for, like, Skyline and all of them something. I always try, because I'm afraid of heights, you know. Them always try to boot me up, you know. So.
The man,
you mean zipline?
Zipline, right. So, which story you want first? You want the water or the zipline?
Crick, same afraid of heights.
Wait. Afraid of heights. Tell the zipline. All right,
so
last.
Zipline.
No, story, like, zipline last.
Okay.
Water.
Yes, water. So what then?
With the white
thing. And the man said, so in jumping and even, all me here, woo, woo, woo. We run over
and then here's
done. Someone said, all right, what's the car? It's not dangerous, so you know,
let's go.
Let's see what this is. So I'm jumping at him. I remember me in the tunnel, something. It's like a tube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
that's exactly what it is.
I let me know there, man. Thank
you.
I said, this is fuckery. What the fuck, man? What am I doing this?
Why
me not get no time? You see what I'm like? Psh! And I'm like, yo, that was great, right? Like, fuck no. I would never do that shit again. It don't do nothing.
I bet they take on that, the ride where carry go way up slow and then.
I'm not in them fools.
And then fly go
slow. Let me tell you my thing.
No, we can't live with
it.
No, we can't live with that. Bungee. But no,
let me tell this. Let me tell you what I cannot appreciate.
But I tell you my bungee experience.
I cannot appreciate doing things without a purpose.
That's a zip. Tell us about
I
that.
I can't
zip
appreciate.
Tell
so
us
the
about
zip line
that
thing
zip
was a little
line
different. That was when we were doing the TOK reality show, right?
Mm.
So it had a purpose. They wanted to show that on the TV. So we went down there and we said, all right, me. Second to last couple. Wife was there and everything.
And your vice is...
She's into... She jump off our Ritz cafe and all of them.
Your vice is
so,
a fear
so
of
me have a fear of heights. So I'm going to stand up and I'm like, why? Why me have this? I'm like, I'm move now, you know. I'm going to stand up there for about 10 minutes. Cause everybody else say, yo, just jump no crate. Just jump no crate. Do it, man. Do it, man. And me, you know, I'm not really...
In a tech press.
No,
none at all.
Craig always need to know.
Me.
Why?
Craig
yeah,
a tech press.
Me need
Craig
a purpose.
When him want to do it, and that make sense to him.
And the thing is, you know, in all honesty, and nobody will believe me. No, none of them will believe me. Me that will watch the show. But it's not really a fear, you know. Me just not see why.
The sense in it.
Me not see it in a bumbuckle. Because something can happen, you know. And if something happens, at that point, why you did do it? You never have no fucking reason for doing it.
Yeah, but you know what? So, if that's your luck, then that's your luck, man. And that's the spirit that adventurers have. Yeah, they say me starting off for bus when me jump off.
No, but
when me jump off on the rope bus, that's what me no, start myself.
And I get that. But I can't.
You think that?
I can't, what's the word? I can't settle with that within myself. Because
you can't rationalize and justify.
Because I have things on my own. So if you can't do the things that I want to do, because I have a bumbleclad zipline, that's different. Of course, before, when them stand up there, they might tell you what to do. If it gets stuck with you. Right? I'm about to hold on, but man, I give you the joke now. Everybody's like, yo, just whatever. So I'm gonna say, all right, fuck it.
Jump.
I'm gonna jump.
And it's stuck.
I'm here, my eye is closed. I'm here, so I can't believe me. God, it's going up. I said, I can't believe me really make them boots me up to jump off.
It's a break.
So, oh my.
Yeah, and I'm like,
yo, this is bullshit. Four. And then it stuck. In the middle of the line. But this is weird. This is the joke now. That is the frigging calmest I was for the whole trip.
Yeah.
For the whole journey of it. It's like,
it was a great view.
But though. I know what to do. That is the only time that there was no fear anymore. Like, it stopped and stuck. I'm going to say, it looks so bad, though. I'm going to say,
enjoy the scenery.
Oh, this is what it was supposed to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to just come off. The man say, yo, how you do that? So you mean? No, that's what I'm going to do. The man say, yeah, but nobody ever do it yet.
Every time people stuck, then panic. Right.
And that is why I'm going to say, it's not really a fear. It's just that.
If you it feels dumb to me.
Because like me, I say, yo.
That's why people drown most time, bro. It's panic.
It feels dumb to me if you take the chance, because it's like, what am I really under this for?
But the view was great.
The view was great.
So.
But we get better view from plane.
So explore the vice.
I'm never purpose.
My at least give people, because I think, well, you kind of touched on it before. You know how to control our vices. But first, identify it.
And be willing
so
to know that it's a vice.
So there's a key point right now where I think the viewers need to stop, do an assessment, looking at yourself, and if we miss any of the vices, drop them in the comments. Right. Just tell us what your vice is.
And if you're not sure what the vice is,
choose.
Again, anything that you truly believe. If you're at work, call center crew. If you're at work and your break time is 10, but you know, say, you just reach work 9 o'clock and you have to find a way outside to just build a spliff there because you just need 2 jobs and then you go back in. And all through the day, you've been doing this 25 times.
Might be a vice.
And your boss has said to you or your supervisor 100 times, you need, and you still are doing it?
Might be a vice.
Check yourself.
So when Rodney said that a while ago?
Check yourself.
We didn't talk about a particular set of entertainers earlier, before the cameras come on. I'm going to tell you, say, how I know them was based on their consumption of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go to Africa, they have to book him flights in such a way that he has 2 stops in between. So he can stop, come off of the flight, smoke, go back onto the flight, stop again, come off of the flight, smoke, go back onto the flight.
Yeah, man. I know a man who turned down show because where he was going to perform,
weed
illegal.
Yeah, man. So like Qatar and them places, the man not ever going to place. Yeah, man.
And we might look at it as strange, but that to me is a vice.
Yo. Remember one time I watched movies with the man. The man say, yo, dad, we'll put on some movies. And the man, they have cinema in them place.
Some people porn at a vice.
Porn definitely is a vice to a lot of
people. Porn is more than a vice.
Yeah, tell us more.
Porn coming like advice. Vice.
Advice.
Vice versa. Yeah.
Yo, that is a good one.
Yeah.
Yo, I think we
never let anything have
too much power.
That much power.
No, give your closing words, yet, man. Before you give your closing words, we have to big up Ideas Evolution, man. It's a place nice.
Right here, sir.
So we sit down, the furniture nice, everything, you know, if you're comfortable, we in an AC studio. Right. We have to big up Ideas Evolution. For the people who want to book Ideas Evolution, there's a QR code that pops up. Scan it, it brings you right to the page where you can book yourself a session. You can also enjoy the nice, luxurious studio.
The aesthetics are pleasing for those who tend to create an artistic expression of their surroundings.
Yeah, that is it. What Rodney said. Yeah, me.
All right.
But that's a co-sign, whatever Amy said.
Yeah, man.
So, like how we reach us and closing words.
Well, I was thinking, it's unfair for you to be given in creation a higher meds than the rest of creation and fall victim to weakness because of something you claim
your love.
Of control over you. Mm-hmm. Anything, to me, anything that has control over you will kill you or will cause you to kill for that satisfaction. It might not feel that way in this moment, but before you get there, ease up.
Yeah, I can respect that.
Very hard to add to that. Very hard. What I would say is, we do constant assessment, self-assessment. Do checks on yourself, you know? Check yourself, pay attention to the things that you're doing, the things that you're into, things that you're focusing on, the things that you're chasing, and evaluate them importance in your life and make adjustments as you go along. Because any of them at any point could develop into vices before you know. Yeah?
Absolutely. I guess my advice will also echo what you guys said. So if one method, and I'll use what helps me, one method that will help you identify if something is a vice is if you can do some form of introspection or reflection. So for me, it comes through journaling. Sometimes just for the fun of it, or just for the purpose of it. I can't say for the fun of it, that's not always fun. But for the purpose of it, I will take my journal, I will just write. Whatever comes in my head, I write it. And oftentimes, by the time I get to the fourth, the fifth line, what starts to come out is 100% truth. Unfiltered truth, things where you don't think about. You know what I mean? You don't get a chance to process it, you just spill. And at that point, if you read about the things on your journal, you can say, yo, Jano, I have a problem.
I bought a book once called Question Book, or the Book of Questions, something like that. It's very interesting. I wouldn't advise you to buy it unless you can find a paperback version. I bought a hardcover version and I regret it. But basically, it's a book, fairly thick book, a couple hundred pages. All it does is ask you questions. That's all it does. And it has spaces for you to answer all of the questions.
It forces you to do some introspection.
Yeah, but the questions it asks you. So when you finish all that chapter, you go back and you read what you wrote. Different.
That's one way to identify your biases. Yeah. And I think once you identify your biases,
then the problem is things that you don't really want people to see. You wouldn't really want people to see those things about you.
Right.
You might not necessarily want people to see those things about you. So what do you do with the book after?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, I'm not saying you're a bite, but it's if you can, it's interesting.
So you can burn it up?
Yeah. You can. Yeah. I'm sure that's what happened to most of them.
I have all journals on my brain. I need to revisit that.
And if the company that you keep doesn't have one person who is outside of your vice, you have a serious problem. Because at that point, what you're doing is creating a foundation for destruction.
All you have are enablers.
Right, and facilitators and...
Hominglers, so to speak.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Unscripted. Thank you so much for staying with us this entire time. As I say, yo, make sure someone click the subscribe button. We need the subscribers to continue to grow. We reach our 4,500. Thank you so much for the love.
Rodney, don't you?
Yeah, Rodney, you're blind. And of course...
You're not that bad,
you know? No,
you're not that bad.
Yeah. Please, make sure to share your vices in the comments. Until next time. Yes, it's Monday.
Let's see what I do.
Until next week. This has been Unscripted. Yeah.